Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am delighted to speak with you in this manner. I am with you always, but I'm so happy to speak through a human channel to you, as it makes me more visible to you in the material world you live in. It may seem strange to hear a human speaking on behalf of someone else, but it is not so strange if you consider that we are one. In our hearts, there is oneness. There is a common thread that binds us all. It is the thread of love, of life itself. We are one, you and I. I speak through you as well. In the moment, you feel love and compassion towards someone else or towards yourself. In that moment, Christ is awakening within you, and we are one, and you are channeling me. In this holiday season, at Christmas, you celebrate my birth on your planet over 2,000 years ago. You celebrate my coming to Earth as a little babe, in humble and poor circumstances. I, however, celebrate today your birth into Christ consciousness. You are the awakening Christs today. And actually, that's far more important than my birth in historic time, 2,000 years ago. It is all about now, about the present. And as you cherish that little baby born in Bethlehem, I ask you to look at yourself and see yourselves in me as I was born at that time. Look at me lying in the crib. Was I all powerful? All-knowing? No, I wasn't. I was fragile, vulnerable, like any human being, newborn on Earth. And on the other hand, I was full of power, but not a human power, a divine one. I was full of trust, full of faith. I knew I was carried by cosmic powers. I was safe. And the same goes for you. You are very welcome to be human, to be fragile and vulnerable. That doesn't take away from your true power. Your true power lies in the connection you feel with spirit, with the cosmos, the meaningful cosmos that carries you through life and wants you to unfold your potential to express all you are. You carry the Christ within. Christ consciousness is in this age being born on a large scale. You are one contributing to this. You are awakening. Have faith in this process, even if it makes you feel fearful or terribly vulnerable at times. It is all about having faith and trust. I once said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." You are the meek. You sometimes feel you need to be like heroes, all-knowing, that you have to rise above all the troubled emotions you feel inside. You do not. You may be meek and humble, for in being so, your heart is so open to the miracle of life, the miracle of Christ consciousness, forgiveness to yourself and to others. I salute you on this day and wish you a Merry Christmas. May you have faith in your own path, and I'm standing right beside you. I'm not very far away at all. I'm so close to your hearts. Have faith in me. Feel our oneness. If you feel troubled or lonely or fearful, I know you. My compassion extends to you. You are beautiful, a shining angel of light. It has taken great courage for you to incarnate on earth once again, in this body you are now living in. We, from our side, have the utmost respect for you. Never fear our judgment. There's nothing but love and understanding for you, especially when you feel down and depressed. Reach out to us. We're always there, your guides, your angels. It makes us truly happy and joyful to lighten your burden, your loneliness a little. We love you deeply.